This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. A blessed, blessed new year. This is our first Tuesday live. And so we are excited to be back in 2026. And I hope that you've had a great time with your families, a great festive. I know many of you have gone back to work. The kids are going back to school in the Western Cape tomorrow, so things are going back to normal, and so we are just excited to be back. We are expectant, we are full of faith for what God wants to do in this year, in this season, and welcome to Salt and Light.
Hallelujah. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus. Such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space. Thank you for tuning in. What an absolute great honor it is to lift up the glorious name of Jesus. We are so glad to be back. So glad to be in your space. So glad to share what God has been speaking to us. And we want to share that today. Amen. Stepping into the new year. We are 13 days into the new year. And I hope for those that made New Year's resolutions or New Year's challenges, you know, and I hope that you are living your life on purpose in what you have declared to the Lord in your private capacity. You are trusting God for great things. You are trusting God for open doors. You are trusting God for new things. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, behold, I do a new thing. So God wants to do a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We will not, somebody needs to say that we will not go back to the familiar. Amen.
Amen.
We will not go back to the familiar. God is doing a new thing in our lives. And so I'm Apostle Brian, my beautiful bride, Pastor Delia, and we are doing life together, and we are expectant. Amen. Hallelujah. But in that expectancy, also we are making preparation. Amen. And we're positioning ourselves and we're gearing ourselves. We are not just expecting and sitting on the couch now. Okay, God, we are expectant. No, we are positioning ourselves. Living on purpose for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God. And we are saying today, God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen.
So I pray that you are ready for today. We're going to be talking about what is the Lord saying in the year 2026. It's not only the year 2026, but it's also the Hebrew year 5786. So we're going to look at the prophetic meaning, the Hebrew symbols for 5786, and we're going to be speaking in the next hour about what is the Lord saying, what is the Lord going to be doing in this time and in the season. So please stay tuned. Please share this with whoever you would like to listen. Have listen. We are live on Facebook on the Radio K Pulpit Facebook page. We also live on radio. 7 to 9 a.m. is the frequency.
Hallelujah.
So please share with others that we are on air and that we have a word for you today in Jesus' name. We're going to go to a song, and it says, My Worship Awakes, featuring Stella. Worship Awake. Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
7 to 9 a.m. Hallelujah. Oh, that was such a powerful song. You are holy, holy, holy. And truly He is. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful Father.
Yes, 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 yes.
He is high and lifted up. He's our great King. He's our God in whom we trust. Amen. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He is Yahweh. Mm. He is Jehovah. He is the great I Am. Hallelujah. He's the El Elyon. He's the King of glory. He is mighty God. We serve a wonderful God, beloved. You know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
And for over this 20 years, we have come to taste and we can truly, truly declare without a shadow of a doubt that He is worthy, that it is good to serve the Lord, that He fills us up with Him. Amen. And that we can walk in peace. We can walk with the fact, knowing that Jesus Christ has saved us, that He set us free, yes, that He's placed our feet on a firm foundation.
Thank you, Jesus. We just declare
His majesty this afternoon, for He is a good, good Father. We have tasted and we have seen and we've come to know that the Lord is good. Amen. And so in 2026, we are keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture that we have declaring that we are keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord is found in Hebrews 12 verse 2. And it says, looking unto Jesus, keeping our eyes fixed upon Him, beholding Him, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So He endured the cross for us. The Bible says that for this reason was the Son of God made manifest to destroy the works of darkness. When He hung upon the cross, He said, it is finished. It is finished. He fulfilled His assignment. He fulfilled the reason why He came down to earth. It was to redeem man back to God.
Amen.
He became the Lamb of Atonement. The lamb that they slaughtered every year on the Day of Atonement in Israel, He became that lamb and was slaughtered over Passover weekend, symbolizing that He was the Lamb of Atonement. That's why He was born in a stable, beloved.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Isn't our God a God of detail? And so He died for us. He died so that we could be free. He died so that we could experience the abundant life. He died to redeem us from sin, a life of sin and destruction. He died to restore and reconcile man back to God.
Wow.
And today we can walk free. We can walk with the knowledge that we are redeemed, that we have been paid for with a hefty price, the life of Jesus.
My goodness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we can experience the abundant life, the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Once again, as I said, such a great privilege and an honor. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, yes, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Amen. Said, therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside the weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and had sat down at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. Even while we are on earth, in the earth, God, Christ, is making intercession according to the Word. And so we have entered into a pivotal, I believe, Pastor Delia, into 2026. Mm. 2026 is not just only, you know, we're going into a new year, but it's a pivotal moment for many, many believers to cross over. But not only do we cross over, we are stepping in. Amen. And Apostle, now what are we stepping in? We are stepping into what God has already placed in you. There is some things that God has placed within your spirit, and now you are stepping into. But you see, the very thing with 2026, or can I say it in this way, the year 5786.
Yeah.
Very, very significant. You have to understand that the last decade was the decade of the eye. But this decade that we are in, 5, 7, 8, 6, is the decade of the mouth.
Yeah, the eight.
It's the decade of the mouth, meaning that I believe in 2026, 5, 7, 8, 6, it is so important what you speak with your mouth. Because many times, amen, we build and we frame our world with our words. Because your words carries power. Amen. There is life and death in your words. And your words also give you access. Somebody, your words also will give you access, or it can block you, whatever you say, meaning that sometimes you say, you know, you prophesy a lie over your children. Oh, this son of mine, he will never come right. Well, you will possess what you confess in 2026. If you are saying, and if you are agreeing with the enemy, and this is a very pivotal time for us to speak the word. I want to say to every listener today that if you cannot speak the word, rather keep quiet. Amen. But yeah, it is important what you speak. You have to understand that with new seasons, you know, with buying a new house, moving to a new territory, amen, going to a new place of work, you have to understand that the old habits or the old appetites, you cannot enter into a new year, a new season with the same old mindsets, appetites, sin, because these are the things that will keep you stuck in 2026. And before you know it, we are going into 2027, but we are still in the same place. You see, there's an illusion. You have to be very cautious and careful that you do not get caught up in the illusion of moving, but you're not reaching your destination. Yeah. There was a people in the wilderness. They were moving, but they were moving in circles, in cycles, in old habits. Amen. There was a stiff-necked people. Amen. They were moving and they were under the illusion, Pastor Delia. So many times people can be moving, but not reaching your destination.
Going nowhere slowly.
Going nowhere slowly. Turning, making circles and cycles. The same cycles. The same patterns. You see, can I take it a notch up? Sometimes we pray for the same people with the same problems. Amen. And we've been praying for these people for years. Same thing. And I'm saying to someone today in 2026, in 5, 7, 6, 5, 7, 8, 6, you have to make a conscious decision. You have to now live your life on purpose. There is some friendships that you need to leave behind in 2025. There is some business partners that you need. There is some things that you need to rearrange in your life, because there is some destiny destroyers. There is some dream killers, and they're sitting at your table. Amen. And you are entertaining the enemy, because why? The people that only speak negativity. I say to someone today, if you are going to move forward, if you desire to move forward in 5, 7, 8, 6, then you have to take stock of your life and you have to make conscious decisions. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Bible speaks this thing. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so this is how you will know. Sometimes when people always speak negativity, they love God. They go to church, you know, they are on your prayer partners, but they keep on speaking negative words. They keep on speaking words that is not aligned. I want to say to someone today prophetically that you have to train your mouth to speak the word. You have to make a conscious decision of training your mouth to speak the word of God. Your mouth needs to come in alignment with the word. Many times we come in agreement with the words of the media. What the media is saying, oh, South Africa gaat nooit regkomen. Oh, this is not going to come right. You need to train your mouth to speak the word of God. So when we come back, we want to speak on this prophetic number. Because I believe that God, you know, God's, listen, beloved, God speaks every day, all day. It is just sometimes we are too busy that we are just hearing the noise of the world, but we don't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Wow. And there is power in your mouth. So I think many people don't realize that we've been given power. We've been made in the image of God. And God created the universe by speaking. He said, let there be. God didn't use machinery. He didn't use instruments to create the universe. He spoke it into being. God has creative power. And when he says something, so it shall be. And God, because we are made in his image, we also have power in our mouth to speak a reality, to speak things into existence. And therefore, it is so important what you speak, what you focus on, how are you perceiving in your mind? Because the Bible says, whatever a man is, it's according to the way he thinks.
Think.
As a man think in his heart, so is he. But we're going to continue to unpack this. We're firstly going to go to a song once again, and it's by Toby Mac, and it's called Beyond Me. Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. As we are unpacking, what is the Lord saying in the season for this new year? It's so important to hear where we are going so that you can position yourself correctly. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be back.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Amen. What does that mean, moving into this new year? And so when we look at the number 5, 7, 8, 6, there's very significant meanings to numbers, because God, you know, I said the Old Testament is the New Testament revealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament concealed. Jesus spoke in parables, amen, very important, and he wants us to decode what he is saying. And in order for us to decode what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you cannot decode what the Spirit is saying in the natural, in the flesh. You have to be in the Spirit. That's why when God calls, he calls you always come up higher. I mean, come up in the Spirit, and through prayer and intercession. And when you look at that word intercession, you have to go into sessions in the Spirit realm in order to understand what the Spirit of the Lord is articulating in this time and in this season. And when we look at the number 5, the number 5 speaks of grace. When we look at the number 5, the grace of God. And so we are still living in the hour of grace. The Bible says it is by grace that you are saved. It's a gift from God. So we are living in the hour of grace, the time of grace. But grace then is not a license to sin. But grace is the empowerment of the Spirit to stand against the wiles of the enemy and to speak the word of God out loud. And when we look at the number 7, 7 is the representation of perfection. 7 is the number of completion. 7 is also the number of rest. And so I believe that the assignments that God placed in your spirit, he is faithful. When you look to Jesus, the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of your faith, he is faithful. Why do I say that? Because the Bible makes me understand that even when I am unfaithful, God remains faithful. I believe that this is going to be a time of rest where you have to rest in the Lord. It's not a time to toil. It is a time when you stand in the obedience of what God has called you, what God has assigned you. You will not toil. Toil is a part of slavery. God never called us to slavery. He always calls us to freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, and I believe that all the assignments, God is going to complete it. But of course, you and I need to come in alignment.
Yeah.
And there's that word again, alignment. You know, if you're not in alignment, the purpose, amen, for destiny in your life will not come to pass. And you need to ask yourself in 5, 7, 8, 6, God, am I truly in alignment to what you wills me to do? Because many times people live by their own will, by their own understanding, by a good idea, which is not necessarily a God idea. Amen. And so number 5, number 7 means completion. Number 8 means new beginnings. And so as we've entered into a new season, a new year, 2026, I want to admonish you today, you know, leave the old behind. old mindsets, the old ways of doing things. There is fresh mantles. There is new wine skins. There is new business ideas. You know what? I want to say prophetically that God has already prepared the people in your life, in your 2026, that will bring to you what you need. And even if God, Pastor Delia, my Jesus, is alive, even if you have to use ravens, amen, hallelujah. And sometimes we fixate on the old people, the old stuff, and because
the old way of doing things,
and because of that, we are keep on being stuck, amen. Because you know we are focusing on old ways of doing things. The Spirit of the Lord is doing a new thing.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 48. See, I do a new thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God.
There's fresh manner. There's new revelation. There's a coming up higher that God wants us to access, you know. But up until we are tired of the old, we will not access that. If
Amen.
We are comfortable, if we are okay, if this is all to life that we want, you know, if we are complacent, we will never reach the height in God's. We will never reach the height in God that God intended for us to reach.
Sure.
You know, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, but if we are going to be earthly bound, our attention only focused on this life and on our day to day, there is so much more
Amen.
In the kingdom, so much more to acquire, so much more that God wants to show us and teach us.
Amen.
What is that scripture in Proverbs that says it is for kings to search out the secrets of God? And
Amen.
There are amazing secrets that God wants to share and impart to his people. And he wants to use us as his mouthpiece. But up until we don't go there with God, we will never know.
Amen.
Never uncover what he has for us.
And like I said, you know, Pastor Delia, and to the listeners out there, this number and then the last number on that timeline is 5786. And you know the number 6, you know, it represents the number of man, the number of flesh. Amen.
We were created on
the
sixth
day, you know. And so you cannot possess the spiritual things of God. You cannot possess, amen, the glorious inheritance of God when your mind is not renewed. Amen. When you are still stuck in your old behaviors, patterns, and belief systems.
Yep.
Amen. And so the number 8 represents salvation. Amen. Salvation. And that means, you know, people say, no, I'm trusting the Lord for this and that. But you cannot enter into the ark. You have to be born again. You have to make Christ the center of your life. Christ must be the center of your existence. You know that song, Jesus at the center of it all. Amen. So Christ, you cannot possess the new without Christ. You know why? Because you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And when we look at that word guidance, Pastor Delia, you see there in the first part of that word is guide. Dance. We have God has to guide us, and we have to walk according to his program and his pattern and his will for our lives. The Bible
Amen.
Says 8 souls went into the king into the ark.
Oh.
8. And so that is the number of salvation. And today I want to speak. I want to declare family salvation, household salvation. I want to speak today and declare, amen, drug lords coming into the kingdom of God. I want to declare and prophetically speak, drug houses will become prayer houses in 2026. God is new, doing a new thing. Amen. He's shifting and shaping. Amen. Hallelujah. He's bringing into, amen. So he's calling people into a higher dimension of listening and obeying his voice. And
Hallelujah.
You see, on the Jewish calendar, Apostle Delia, this the letter is the letter of the hook. This is the year of the letter of the hook. Amen.
The symbol of the hook.
And what does that mean? The symbol of the hook simply means this, amen, that there is, you have to hook into lock into. Mm. Amen. When you look at that symbol on the Jewish calendar, it is also a nail. Amen. We have to get nailed into, hooked into the purpose of God, the true purpose, because sure. You have to understand, as much as God has a purpose, the Bible, you know what, it's so funny, Pastor Delia, that, you know, when sometimes we minister on the streets and then say, no, Pastor, don't judge me, and then the those that don't serve God, they even say, for I know the plans that God has for me, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, so Pastor, please don't come in. You have to be hooked in.
Amen.
You have to be locked in. You have to be nailed
Amen.
In.
Amen. You have to abide. Amen.
There that word comes again, abide. Mm. Amen. And sometimes people want to be you know, God will never call a perfect people. God uses the weak things. He uses the despised things, the throwaways, amen, the no-name brands, amen. But as you walk in, as you come in alignment, as you come under the obedience of what the Word of God is saying, that is how you possess your new, that is how you enter in. The people that entered into the new, amen, hallelujah, it was a people that believed God. They did not look at their circumstances. They did not come into agreement with their circumstances. They said, God said, He will give us this land.
Amen,
amen, hallelujah. But there was 10. And so, I need to say this, Pastor Dieter. Amen, you have to take cognizance of who you surround yourself with, because 12 spies were sent out. And then the 10 said, no, there's giants in that land.
Yeah.
Your circle matters. Amen.
Circle
hallelujah.
Matters.
Your circle
sure.
matters.
Sure.
Amen. And there was a two. There was a Caleb and a Joshua that says, if God said it, I'm saying to someone today, if God say it, God will make good on His word, because the Bible say that God is not man that He would lie, nor the son of man that He will change His mind. If God said it, my God, He's going to do it.
Amen. Amen. So powerful, Apostle. We're going to go to another song, and it's called Brand New by Kobe James. Don't go anywhere as we're discussing what is the Lord saying for 2026.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you, Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hallelujah.
You make me brand new.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So Hallelujah. This morning, or this afternoon, I should say, we are glorifying God, saying hallelujah to this great King.
Thank
Apostle
Jesus.
Brian, you were sharing about 5, 7, 8, 6.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For those that is tuning, yes, it's a new season. You know, I want to start with a testimony. Can I testify?
Testify, man of God. Hallelujah. Testify.
God is, I just celebrated my birthday yesterday. And the importance of the mouth, Pastor Delia. You know, beloved, I married a couple, I think about 6 years, 7 years. And it is still in the decade of the mouth. This is how important it is what you speak and what you declare and what you articulate. Amen, hallelujah. If this word is not building, first and foremost, you must ask yourself, because many people, now I want to prophesy, I want to say this and say that. You must examine your words. If it's not uplifting, if it's not building others, amen, hallelujah. If it's always gossip, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth and watch what you're speaking. So I say to this couple, because I married them a couple of years back, and I just came to church on Sunday, and they phoned me, and they said, Pastor, you will not believe this. And I said, what is it, my children? And they said, you know what, we're in hospital, and Monday, the baby is going to be fetched, the C-section. And I prophesied to them, and I said, God said that God is going to give you a son. Because at that stage, they had two daughters. And the husband was still, Pastor, you know. And I said, God said He's going to give you a son. I remember God said. And when we came to church on Sunday morning, they phoned me. And yesterday, on my birthday, on my born, they praised me. It is Jesus who keeps you alive. It is the word of God. The Bible says, when you eat of this word, you will never go hungry. Amen. And yesterday, on my birthday, I had the privilege, amen, to what God spoke. I had the privilege to dedicate it back to God. Amen. It's so powerful. On my birthday, the 12th. 12 is the number of the apostolic, the apostolos. It is established as it is in heaven. I want to say to someone today, there is apostolos over your life as it is in heaven. The enemy will not abort the plans and the purpose of God for your life. You have to stand on the authority of the word. Just as Peter stood on the authority of God's word and God made him to walk on the water. There is some of you in this 2026, you're going to see the miraculous working power of God,
name.
The word coming into fulfillment in your life, in the life of your family members, in the life of your children. You're going to see household salvations in 5, 7, 8, 6, and you're going to see how
Hallelujah.
God moves by the power and the authority of his spirit, because it's not by power, not by might, but by the spirit, says the Lord. And I dedicated Zion, hallelujah, to the Lord. And I say, God, you are not a man that you would lie. And that family is so encouraged. And get what's positive. As I was praying for Zion, dedicating to the Lord, the others heard the year what I prayed. It was just like, you know, when Paul and I want to say to someone today prophetically, the Spirit of the Lord is saying that you need to pray some dangerous prayers and you need to pray it out loud. Because you see, when you pray these prayers out loud, the prisoners that year,
amen,
hallelujah, and the jailers that year, hallelujah, the Bible said, amen, the chains fell off and the prison doors opened. I want to prophesy to today that prison doors are opening. I want to say today that dead things that is dormant in your life, that as you come into agreement, as you come into alignment, this is the year of Vav, as you are hooked in, locked into the word of God, God's word cannot lie. And so we are on the composite number of 5, 7, 8, 6, a powerful composite, with also where 5 grace is perfected in the full era, 7 leading to new beginnings, 8 and salvation, souls going into the ark. There is people that is coming in the house of God. And for you that is in the house of God, still stuck in the old methods, still stuck in the old habits,
traditions,
still stuck in traditions, God is going to use these people. Amen. And that is not a time for you to get jealous. Amen. That's not a time for you to complain. Because when God wanted to use you, you made excuses in 2025. And so God is bringing, do you know, Pastor Delia, when God anoints a man, you see, David was not even in the house. I prophesy today.
The Spirit of God will locate
you. I prophesy today that the Holy Spirit will locate you wherever you are in the darkness of this world, that the Spirit of the Lord will fetch your sons and your daughters. Amen. They come into the church. Amen. Their hair is rough. Amen. Their clothes is full of, their jeans is full of holes. But they carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. There's an anointing. There's an anointing, there's an outpouring, amen, hallelujah, on those that God has called, ordained, and commissioned. Amen, hallelujah. This is the time, and now is the time, hallelujah. And I want to say today, hallelujah, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. There is some praise that is coming to fulfillment. Hallelujah. There's some dead things that is hearing. And so you need to pray. You need to seek the face of God. Pastor, how can I hear God's voice? Pray. Fast. Amen, hallelujah. Because you see, when you fast, when you deny yourself, amen, hallelujah, your ears begin to hear clearer. Your eyes begin to see clearer. Amen. And your mouth begins to speak the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. If God said it, he is going
so
to
it
do.
Shall be.
We are in a Moses movement, amen, hallelujah, where we stand in front of Pharaoh, amen, hallelujah. God said to Moses, tell Pharaoh, let God's people go. Prophetically, we declare, let God's people go. Amen, hallelujah. God is setting ambush to every enemy that wants to exalt himself against the knowledge of Christ. And so Amen. I want to say, but Pastor, you know, I'm 70 years old. My body is full of aches. And this is not the time to retire. Amen. You cannot retire. You cannot expire. God, if there is breath in your body, you have a voice and you need to speak. I want to say prophetically to someone, let the voice of the Lord roar through your mouth as you speak the promises. Amen. Hallelujah. And the purposes of God for your life, for your children, for your family, for your marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. Because things do not seem as what they appear.
Mm.
Don't look as what they appear. Amen. Don't be deceived by what you see. Amen. Hallelujah. But let your mouth speak the outcome and the glory of God in this season for His rule and for His reign. Let Jesus arise and all His enemies be scattered. I declare your enemies be scattered. I declare that dream killers out of your life, that destiny destroyers that sit at your table. You need to take your table and you need to examine your table. Who is sitting at your table? The Judas that's sitting at your table. Amen. You must understand that Judas had a bad heart. Peter had a bad day. You have to know the difference. Amen. And I want to pray this afternoon. I want to declare this afternoon. Amen. God, let the Spirit of the Lord give us discernment. Amen. Hallelujah. To see, amen, in the realm of the Spirit, what God is saying to His bride. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is
glory,
with us.
Glory. Apostle Brian, can you pray for us? We've got about, say, just under 5 minutes. Can you truly just begin to just pray over 2026 for our listeners?
Hallelujah. To walk in your purpose, beloved. To walk in that which God has positioned you for 2026. You have to walk in the Spirit. You have to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot be moved. You cannot be ruled by your emotions. Amen. I want to say today, prophetically, that the time for pacifying Christians is over. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry is coming into fruition, and every minister is functioning in his gifting and his capacity. Amen. Hallelujah. To see the glory of God and to see the prophetic word of God fulfilled in your life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. Yes, Father Lord. God. Lord, today, Father, we declare and decree with our mouth, we are possessing and we are entering into our new season, the new that God has in store for us. Father, today, we ask that you will forgive us of our complaining spirit.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, always saying it cannot be done. Forgive us where we came into agreement with the enemy, Father God, where we said to ourselves, we will not make it. Our children will not have it. Father, we cancel the lie of the enemy. And we pray today that you will open up, my God, the eyes of your people, the eyes of your understanding, that you will understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season and in this hour. Father, today, my God, we pray, Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. Let your word roar in our spirit this afternoon, Father. Father, we don't want to be mediocre. We don't want to be the same, Father God. Lord, Father, we understand that when the Spirit of God enter us, we can never be the same, oh God. Father God, we want to be on fire for you. We want to burn with a passion for Jesus, lifting up His glorious name, Father. Father, forgive us where we compromise, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, where we sin against you. Father, even as that scripture says in Hebrews chapter 12, my God, and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Father, help us not to be ensnared by the sinner, Father God, but help us to see the promise of God. And Father God, when we don't feel like it, Father, when we don't feel you, Father God, when we don't see you, Father God, Lord, Father, help us to believe, my God, that we say as Daniel said, O King, concerning this matter, we will not bow to you nor to your gods. But even if our God don't come through, we will still not bow in the name of Jesus. Father, we not want to bow to the systems, to the sin, to the conditions and the mediocre of 2025, but we are entering in into the rest of God. And God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in all truth. The counselor, the helper, the paracletos will help us, O God, to reach our destination. Name. We will not be walking in cycles and circles any longer, Father,
yes, Lord.
Because we will walk in the promises of your word, that if God said it, he will make good on his word, and we will believe. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. I just want to release a blessing over God's people. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you and fill you with peace. In Jesus' mighty name I prayed. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Brian, thank you for that powerful, powerful word. I've definitely been... wat ek kan nie die Afrikaanse woord kry. Ek was gestig.
Prys sy soete naam.
Die eer wat ons nou dit geluister het.
Prys hom. Halleluja, die Here is goed.
Beloved, thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. I hope that you've been blessed. I hope that your heart has been stirred. We declare and decree that you come into alignment, that you come into positioning for what God is wanting to do in you and through you this coming year. And may you be blessed. May the Lord be upon you. May the Spirit of the Lord carry you and guide you in Jesus' name. We're going to play out with Glorious Grace by Ricardo Bonnet.
Hallelujah.
You want to say goodbye, Apostle?
Goodbye, everybody. I love you. Jesus loves you. Please tune in on our show. Please share the broadcast. It can help someone. Amen. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word. God bless you. And we will see you next time, this time. Amen. Next week, Tuesday, the same time. Hallelujah. We will see you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.